Today, our scripture readings are from Psalms 23:4 and Matthew 28. Psalms 23:4, even though I walk through the darkness valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Matthew 28:20, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
So that's the title of my sermon today. Lori did that. Isn't that really just the cutest thing? She's so cool. I just love her because she gets me so wonderfully. I just thank God for her. So first, happy Mother's Day to each and every one of you today. I thank God for you. I thank God that whether you know it or not, I came into your lives just when I needed you. And you guys have all been, at some way, a motherish person for me. And so I just thank God for each one of you. I was thinking about it this morning. Of course, it's Mother's Day. I'm thinking of my mom. It's only been just a couple years and it doesn't even feel like that. But I was thinking of back in the winter when it was really, really cold. I came in that Sunday and I had been wearing dresses every week. But this day it was really cold and so I had on pants. And Cheryl Parkinson said, "Oh, I was so worried about you. I thought you were going to wear a dress in this cold." And, you know, I thought that is exactly something my mom would have said. She would have said that. And so, and each one of you have said something that just touched my heart that reminds me of my mom. And so happy Mother's Day to each one of you. I hope that you have a wonderful day. And, you know, your mothers, even if you don't have biological children, sometimes just that you have that effect or that role in someone's life. And it's so important that you play that role. You never know what they're going through and they need you. They need you to speak into their life. And this is so not my sermon, but I felt like I needed to say that this morning. But they need you. So be encouraged in that being that you show that love to us. You show that love to me especially. I need it. I joyfully take it. Thank you so much. I thank you so much for that. But I was talking to Lori. I told her what my title was. And I said, "Now this is what I'm thinking about." And it was just in passing. I was here and we work every week. We work on Wednesdays. We work on the sermon and how we want things to work out and everything. But I don't have to do much because she gets me. And so I said, "Well, this is what I'm thinking about." And I just told her the title of the sermon. And then I said, "You know how mothers, when you need something, you can just say, 'Mom,' that's the first person most times when you're really in trouble. You call for mom, 'Mom, I need you to do this or that or whatever.' And immediately, especially when you're younger, they'll just drop everything. 'What do you need? What can I do? How can I help you?' That's kind of the role that we see our mothers as." And she says, "I got a story for you. I know exactly what you mean." And so she said her daughter, her grandson had some trouble, some things going on. And she was out of town. And her daughter called her and said, "Mom, he's got this thing going on and I don't quite know what to do." And she said, "I'm on the next plane back home." She said it wasn't for him because there wasn't much she could actually do. It was for her daughter. And that, where I'm tying this together, is that's how I see God. Just like that, mother's love. I know my mom. When I say I wanted to do something, I'm telling you what, she's ready to move everything out of the way to make sure that I could achieve that or accomplish that. When I said, "Mom, I'm 36, I think I was or so. I said, I want to go work on my doctoral degree now. I've taken care of you guys. And that's my son. Brian is done. He just graduated college. I would like to go and work on my doctoral degree now." She said, "Well, then that's what you're going to do." And so she just went about making sure that every opportunity was made for me to do that, to do that. She just did, no matter what it was, that she would move and break down doors for her kids. My brother says she would kick in the door and we all just walk in behind her. You know, she would make the way. That's how I see. That's how I see mothers. But that's how I see God. And that's what I want to talk about. No matter what you are going through, just like a mother would kick down that door for you, that's what God is. He'll be there no matter what you're going through. He will be there, whether you're going through sickness, whether you're going through family issues, whatever it may be. Know that. Just call his name. That's what the song said. Just call my name and I'll be there. And that's what, that's just how I look at him. And so I want to encourage you today to just call his name and know, no matter what you're going through, God will be there for you. So I have a few scriptures just to give you so that you can go back over them when you're feeling in these times of distress and you feel like you need something. You need someone to be there for you. God will be there for you. So my first scripture is Isaiah 41 and 10. And I mentioned this one a lot. I know several weeks I've shared this scripture because it's one that I had to truly lean and depend on in my life. It says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." He's telling us, I'll be there. Just call my name. I'll be there. I will be there for you. Call me. Don't fear. It says, do not fear because I'm with you. I am with you. Don't be dismayed. Whatever the, you know how sometimes you just get hit with something so unexpected and so overwhelming, you don't know what to do. But he says he'll be there for you. That was how I felt when I was first diagnosed with cancer. And the reason I love the scripture so much, because that's the scripture my mom gave me. She said, use this one. You really learn this one. And I know it by heart. I have it so internalized because it had to get me through some really hard times to know that. Don't fear. Know that I am with you. Even when you shake a little bit, know I'm with you. I will strengthen you. I will keep you. And that's what I want to encourage you today. Just like a mother's love, God says, I will keep you. I will strengthen you. I will walk you through whatever journey you're going through, whatever battle you're in, whatever is happening in your life right now. Know that he will walk with you. He says, I will strengthen you and keep you. I will be there. I will be there. And so, you know how I'm moved by songs. So this, I really, a song is what brought on this whole sermon. I was watching the show. Actually, it was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they were doing a tribute to the Spinners. And so I was watching it and I'm like, oh, that sounds so good. I like the Spinners. That's a good song. I was listening to it. But then my spirit says, listen to it. And it said, whenever you call me, I'll be there. Whenever you need me, I'll be there. And I'm like, okay, that's the sermon. Here we go. So whenever you call on him, he'll be there. Whenever you need him, he will be there. You can put your trust in God. And that's just the point I want to make today. And I'm going to make it three more times because I want you to really get it today that just how when you were little and you're in trouble, you're calling, Mom, Mom, I'm, you know, I fell off my bike, Mom, whatever it is, just like that. Call on the Lord that same way when you're in times of trouble, in times of heartache, in times of lack, whatever it is you're going through, call on him. He promises, I'll be there. Just like the song, whenever you call me, I'll be there. Psalms 23 and 4, and we all know our Psalms 23, don't we? We love that verse. I love that scripture because he just walks me through life, in my opinion. But Psalms 23 and 4 says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. No matter what you're going through, no matter the darkest, it says the darkest valley, and in other versions it says the valley of death or so, or even when, yeah, I think it's how it goes. But this is the New International Version, and it just says the darkest valley. But even when you're going through that very dark time, and we've all had those dark times, when it's whether it is that you lost a parent or that you're going through sickness or whatever it may be, when you, he'll be there. That's what he says. Even when you go through that lowest time, that time when it feels like I could just give up, I can't go another moment. He'll be there. That's when you call out to him. He says, I'll be there when you're going through that. And it just always reminds me of, a lot of this reminds me of my cancer journey, because it played a big part in my life. It came at that time. But, and I think I've shared this before, but like at 2 a.m., I would wake up and my mom would be standing over me, praying God would heal me, praying, you know, just like that. And then those mornings or those times in the middle of the night when I would wake up and she wasn't there, God was there. He was there. And I would quote that scripture, Isaiah 41 and 10. I'd say, I won't fear God, even though I feel like I can't make it another day. Even though I feel like I could go on home with you. I won't fear. I won't give up. I trust you. You're here with me. You know, it's that that he's there no matter what. The very valley of the shadow of death is what Psalms 23 says. He's with us. So know that no matter what you're going through, he will be there. Whatever it is you need, God's got it. There was a song we used to sing back in the Church of God in Christ, which is what I came from. They sing, what you need, God's got it. That was it was like a call and response. You need love, God's got it. You need joy, God's got it. That's how it went. But that's it. Whatever you need, God's got it. He's got it for you. You need that hope. You need that joy. You need that peace. God's got it. Just call his name and he'll be there. Call on him. Call on him and he'll be there. Matthew 28:20. It says, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. And this is, we've been talking about this scripture in Bible study for those who are here who go to Bible study also, but this one really carries me as well, because no matter what, he's with us until the very end. Until the very end. And I walked with my mom and my dad actually right up to till they lost their lives. And they both went out with God right there to the very end. And that gave me comfort to know that no matter what I'm going through, no matter what phase in my life I'm in, he's going to be with me till the very end, till the very end. You can put your trust in God. You can trust him that no matter the case, no matter the situation, whatever it may be, we've had losses, you've had financial issues, you've had children issues, amen, we've had, you know, there's been addiction and there's been depression, whatever it is, whatever you are going through, he's there with you. He's walking it with you, and he will be there until the very end. And you can put your trust and your hope in that, knowing that no matter what you're going through, God is with you. He says, I'll be there. I'll be there. You can put it in my hands. I'll carry this load for you. I'll carry this for you. Just put it in my hands. Call my name. Just call my name. And I'll be there. I'll be there for you. And so I want to leave you with this last scripture. And it's not going to be up there because the Lord gave it to me last night while I was sitting, while I was reading and thinking, looking over the sermon and deciding how I wanted to present it today. And it's not very long today because I want you to go home and celebrate this holiday and everything, but I just want you to know that no matter what you're going through, he'll be there for you. He's there for us. And so this last scripture that I want to share is Psalms 91 and 15. And it says, he will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And that's exactly what my whole sermon, it was so funny. I'm like, now, why didn't I see this sermon, this scripture before when I was putting this all together? It's my whole sermon. But he just says in here in Psalms 91, he's saying, call on me. He says, he will call on me. That's us. We will call on him and I will answer. He's saying, I will answer you. I want you to take this scripture home with you. I'm going to read it again because it truly tells us, I mean, exactly what I'm trying to say today. He will call on me. And this is from God's point of view to you. And I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. He will be with us through those times of trouble. He will deliver us and he will give us honor. He's such a good God. Amen. He is such a good God. Gosh, I love him. Amen. I love him because he's so good. He's such a good God. And that he keeps his promise. He's a God that can't lie. So all of these things that we're saying, he will do. He doesn't lie. And he loves us so much. What an amazing thing. What an amazing and wonderful thing to know that his love is so wonderful for us. It's so true and so pure for us. And he's telling us, just call on me. Just call on me. Call me. Help! If that's what you need. God! If that's what you need. Jesus! Have you ever did that one? Gosh, I know I've had to do that many times. I'm like, Jesus, what is this? Why am I going through this? But he's so good. Just call on me. Just call on him is what he's telling us. So today as I'm closing, and I promised it wasn't long today, but it's because I just want you to leave here knowing Psalms 91:15. Call on me and I will answer you. I will be there for you. I'll be there until the very end. You can trust that. I hope you leave here feeling excited today, knowing that no matter what you're going through, you can call on him and he won't leave you. He will not leave you. He says, I will be with you. He just told us, do not fear. I will strengthen you when you need strength. Call on him. I need strength today, God. This is the day I can't make it. Have you ever gotten out of bed and it's just kind of like, ooh, kind of feel it this day. I'm not sure I'm going to make it. And I have to call on him in the morning. God, help me. Help me get out of bed this morning. Help me make these arrangements that I have to do. Make all of these commitments that I made, God. I want to represent you. That's my prayer. I want to make sure that I represent you. I don't want to make you ashamed because I say I'm going to do something and I don't. But my body needs him to give me that strength to get up some mornings. And I notice it as I'm getting older that I need him to help me get up more mornings than I used to. But that's just one thing. Whatever else it may be, whatever it is, God, I need you because my children are in trouble. God, I raised them to walk after you, but they're so astray. I need you. God, I need you to care for my parents. I had to pray that many times. I need your help as I care for my parents. This is different because we're switched roles. You know, we've switched roles. And you have to take on that role of caring for them. And you need him to help you. Whatever it may be, I need you to help me. My life has changed as I'm transitioning and getting older. The things I have to do are different and I need you to help me. Walk me through this journey. I need you. And he said, I'll be there. Just call my name and I'll be there. Amen. Amen. I'm done or I'll keep going because I'm feeling very full today. I'm not sure what it is. Probably because it's Mother's Day, but I feel the Lord and I feel his presence. And I'm so thankful that I can just call on him and he'll be here and that you can just call on him and he'll be here for you. Whatever it is you're needing, he supplies that need for you. And I know it's not always in the natural, but you'll feel your spirit uplifted. You'll wonder, whoa, I feel lighter. I feel better. And that's because his presence comes in and lifts you up. And so I'm going to pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. Lord, for your loving kindness towards us. God, that you do care for us, God. We thank you, Lord, that we can call on your name and you'll be here. You'll be here, whatever it is we need, and we thank you for it. And so today, God, we do pray, Lord. We pray for those who have lost their mothers this year or even recently or at any time, God. We thank you that, God, you said you would be a mother to us. And so we thank you for that. And we thank you, Lord, that you mend that broken heart that we have. And we give you praise for that, God. And then, God, we do pray for those, God, who need a healing. Because you are a healing God. We thank you for your healing virtue, God, that it flows and that it touches from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet. You let healing be their portion today. And we thank you. We give you praise. And then, God, we do pray for all of the families, God, of Broadway Christian. We pray for those families, God, who've invested time in here, who've invested their money and their efforts, God, in this church. We pray for them, God. Lord, that you would bless them for all that they've done. And we thank you. We thank you for it, God, and we give you praise today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.